You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, you're in your early to mid 40s. Do you feel like you're
Let's stick with early 40s. Let's not jump into mid 40s yet. Let's stay with early 40s.
Well, you're about to turn 40.
Oh, no, it's still early.
43.
No, but 43 still early,
would be
right?
Mid. Like 43 to 47 is mid.
No, 44, 45, 46 is mid. I want to stick with early 40s, though.
So you got about another 16 months or so? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's just stick with that, DT.
Okay, so have you realized yet that you're having some sort of... You know, first of all, we need to define midlife before we even define midlife
what
crisis.
What is that anymore?
Because what's the average life expectancy anymore? Roughly 72 to 78? So if that's the case, your midlife crisis would be ages 36 to 39.
Oh, God. That's way too soon.
Even if you live, you know, to 90, you're like, oh, 90, that's a long time. That's your midlife crisis would be in your 40s.
I would say traditionally, it's probably somewhere as you hit like 45, people get this, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to die in a few years. I need to really relive my youth. I would say probably ballpark 45, 46 is, you know, if it's not exactly midlife, that's kind of when it hits. But I don't know if I feel much of that. I mean, I don't like that I'm getting some gray in my hair and stuff. I mean, that's kind of freaking me out a little bit. But, like, I you know, I bought a sports car 10 years ago or whatever, and I just got rid of it. I just sold it. And it was, like, one of the best days when I got rid of that. I was like, ugh, I get my garage space back. So that's not it. I will tell you one that hit a little close to home. I posted this on our Soch this morning, and Ken wrote in. He sent me a message. He says, I realized I was going through midlife because I got really into smoking meat. And then he just said, I am 45. So I guess that's one sign that you're kind of going through a midlife thing is you find something, you latch onto it. And this guy's smoking meat, which I love to do. It's become like quite the hobby. Mm-hmm. And then here's another one that actually hit close to home for you, Dom. Danny wrote in and said, I got heavily into making sourdough bread. And I couldn't help but think of your wife, who is like the bread expert. And maybe that's her thing, you know?
Might be.
It might be. So this thread's kind of funny. So we kind of want to talk about some of the signs that you've gone through or that you've seen. Ditching the buying a boat, buying the sports car, buying a motorcycle, ditching that kind of stuff, and just kind of like the little things that you notice. You know, that you're like, oh, my God, I'm getting old. I got to hold on to my youth somehow. A ton of messages came in. Sarah said, buying that electric guitar because you've always wanted to play, and then hanging it on the wall after a couple of weeks because it's too difficult to learn.
Sure.
I could see that as a sign of a midlife thing.
So when I was around 40 to 42... That's when I went out and bought my bass guitar.
There you go. Yes, okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
And I thought, I was like, it's never too late. I'm going to learn to play bass guitar. And who knows? I might be able to sit in with, you know, some local bands and do some stuff. Not.
This hurts my fingers.
I sold it at a garage sale about 5-6
Good
years
for
ago.
You. What kind of hit did you take on that?
Not too bad, actually, because the shop where I bought it, they gave me a heck of a deal.
Oh, that's good.
I probably lost $50 total, but
some
I had
other old
it.
Guy that turned it in.
Yeah, but I had it for probably 12, 14 years.
Oh, that's not bad then. That's good.
And I tried some of it. So I can see that to trying to learn to play the guitar as an old. And this, we should point out, this is both men and women who can participate in this.
Yeah.
303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. And that's a phone call or a text if you want to have a few laughs with us through the text line. When did you realize you were having a midlife crisis? And we also should point out that we have heard from people already who talked about experiencing this in their late 20s to early 30s.
Oh, my gosh. That's too soon.
Is it, though?
It is.
Is it?
In your 20s? Give me a break.
They call that the quarter life crisis.
Yes.
There were some books written about that, about how 26-year-olds are having the quarter life crisis.
Should be the best time of your life. Go have some fun. You're doing it wrong.
Brad says, I'm feeling really old now when I look at my shoes. My son makes fun of me saying they're dad shoes when I buy them. I don't think so. But now I take a second look and I see what he sees. So I wrote back and I said, we wouldn't mind seeing a photo.
Pick,
so
please.
He sent a photo.
Dr. Scholes.
He goes, they're super comfortable, so screw that kid.
Are they white New Balance shoes?
Kind of, yeah. That's what they. I can't see the brand.
Oh, yeah, there they are. Oh, they're Nikes. But, yeah, they're dad Nikes. Shoes.
They're total dad shoes.
Oh, my God.
So that made me laugh.
That's a good
and then
one.
We've got,
I got a
bunch of people writing in. Dina says, I felt like I was having a midlife crisis when I actually bought earplugs at a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I will tell you, the loudest concert I think of, the second loudest concert I've ever been to in my life is when I went to see one of my all-time favorite bands, the Dandy Warhols. And the Dandies were playing at over there at the Gothic on Broadway. And it was like I felt like blood was going to be coming out of my ears. And I wandered out into the lobby with a buddy of mine. We were going to get a beer. And they had one of those little vending machine things. Like
yeah,
kids put a quarter in and you get a gumball out of it.
The little ball, yeah.
But the gumball machine was filled with earplugs. And I looked at, you know, Milo, my buddy, and I go, should I? Do I really want to do that? I didn't,
and he was
by
like,
the
what?
Way. I didn't.
What?
Yeah. So, Dina, I feel your pain. Get the earplugs. Who cares?
Yeah.
Kristen says, my midlife crisis happened when I actually heard myself saying, quote, ugh, another happy hour? I just want to stay home and catch up on my show.
Oh, better call Saul's on.
Jeremy, you'll like this one because we've talked about this a few times. Dennis says, is it a midlife crisis when you look through your basement trying to find your old fanny pack because now it seems practical?
They're cool again, man. I've got one and Knick Knack has one. We use them.
We were talking at least 2 or 3 years ago how we were going to try to bring them back, and we were even going to make Dom and Jeremy fanny packs.
Yeah, they would sell now, man. Absolutely.
And a lot of people, even then, a couple years ago, said, yeah, we'd get those.
Yeah.
All you need is just a few more people, you know, to turn the tide.
That's right. Get them on the market in, like, neon colors, too. I got a buttload of them coming in on Messenger here. Chuck says, realizing that a fun night out at the bar is dinner and one margarita at Hacienda.
Yep.
True that. Janelle. Yep. Getting my first tattoo after 40. I did it. I felt ridiculous afterwards. I put CO96 on my foot for class of 96. Do you guys endorse any tattoo removal places? Hit me up. The next two hit a little close to home for me. Chase says I hit garage sales on the weekends to recollect all the vintage toys from my childhood. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Richard says when your main goal in life is having the neighborhood's best lawn, and you give all your friends lawn tips while standing around drinking Michelob Ultra.
Yes, that's you.
Are you spying on me, Richard?
That's you.
I like Linda. She says, when you start buying pinball machines for a game room in your basement. Guys, I'm making a game room in my basement. Okay, there, 45-year-old Brent. Mark says, you get a vape pen and start vaping pot weed, as Jeremy would say. Yeah, I got a couple friends doing that. I'll give you two more. Don says, midlife issues. My husband really got into darts and cornhole. He got really competitive, like he was back in high school playing football again. He joined leagues and even had T-shirts made, all sorts of weird things. And this one stings a little. Poor Sam. You know you're going through a midlife crisis when you leave your husband and start dating the 21-year-old intern at her work. Yep, that happened. That's from Sam.
I don't know if we can top that one.
Thoughts and prayers to Sam.